time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. This is Trevor Hall, and today is Thursday, August 26th. Gold was sucker punched below $1,800 in early Tuesday evening trading before the Eastern Hemisphere physical markets opened. It held steady as data showed heavy Indian physical importation, but then was inexplicably hammered during early COMEX trading down to as low as 1784 before rebounding to settle at 1792. The Mining Stock Journal characterized the price smack as puzzling because the US dollar index took a big dive at the same time. Ordinarily, there would be a loose inverse correlation between the gold price and the dollar. The Mining Stock Journal said that in all likelihood, the gold price was victimized by aggressive price management ahead of the Federal Reserve's three-ring circus event, otherwise labeled as the Jackson Hole Symposium. Silver also was paper price slammed in correlation with gold, but managed to bounce from a low of $23.60 to settle at $23.87, down slightly from Tuesday. The Mining Stock Journal said that, notwithstanding a possible price ambush on Thursday, which is when COMEX silver futures options expire, it's likely based on the open interest movement that the banks may now be net long paper silver. This would be bullish irrespective of what the charts show. GDX, on the other hand, was hit for another 1.34%, and the chart could be interpreted as bearish. The Mining Stock newsletter expects generally not descript market action for the rest of the time ahead of the U.S. holiday weekend and recommends holding cash for what expects to be a rewarding rest of the year in the precious metals sector. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick mention of today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Corvus Gold. Corvus Gold is a North American gold exploration and development company focused on its near-term gold-silver mining projects in southwestern Nevada. The company holds a commanding land position within the Bullfrog Mining District. Neighboring adjacent projects controlled by AngloGold Ashanti, Kinross Gold, and Core Mining highlight this active district. The two 100% owned North Bullfrog and Motherlode projects have a combined nearly 4 million ounces gold of in-pit resource and continues to grow with an ongoing, successful resource expansion drill program. Corvus trades on the TSX and the NASDAQ with the symbol KOR.
And here's what you need to know this morning. Vizsla Silver reported new exploration drill results from its ongoing campaign on the Panuco project in Sinaloa, Mexico. Step-out drilling targeting both the northern and southern extensions of the Napoleon Corridor has intersected high-grade silver and gold in multiple closely spaced veins, located a respective 600 meters north and 850 meters south of the Napoleon resource area. Drilling on the Josephine vein returned 1,564 grams per ton silver equivalent over 11.5 meters and included a 0.7 meter interval grading 20,413 grams per ton silver equivalent. In total, mineralization has now been intersected along 2.5 kilometers of the Napoleon vein corridor. Vizsla trades on the TSX Venture with VZLA and on the OTCQB with VIZSF. Red Pine Exploration announced results from its 2021 surface exploration program, including the identification of promising new zones of gold mineralization in shear zones located on and adjacent to the company's newly acquired War Eagle claims. In parallel to its diamond drilling program, Red Pine commenced a prospecting channel sampling and surface mapping program. The surface mapping program was conducted on and within the surroundings of the War Eagle claims, which are a prominent part of the company's strategy to strengthen the Wawa Gold land package. The company did identify promising zones of gold mineralization in shear zones located on and adjacent to the newly acquired War Eagle claims, with the first set of grab samples containing between traces and 9.4 grams per ton gold. Assay results from additional grab samples and channel samples in the area remain pending. Red Pine trades on the TSX Venture with RPX. Valor Metals provided results from a series of outcrop samples, auger holes, and trenches from the Masape target area at Valor's Pedra Branca Platinum Group Elements project in northeastern Brazil. Chromatite reef outcrop samples have returned 13.96 grams per ton palladium, platinum, and gold, and extends the known PGE mineralization an additional 200 meters. Trenching also returned 15 meters of 1.65 grams per ton PGE and gold. Trado auger drilling returned surface PGE assay results in 15 of 25 holes, with assays highlighted with 3.5 meters grading 0.87 grams per ton PGE and gold starting at surface. The Masape target is drill ready, with 500 meters of core drilling planned for September as part of the planned 1,000 meter expansion. Valor trades on the TSX Venture with VO and on the OTC with KVLQF. Paramount Gold announced today that it has entered into an agreement with Nevada Select Royalty to purchase a 100% interest in the Bald Peak project located in Mineral County, Nevada. Nevada Select is a wholly owned subsidiary of Ely Gold Royalties, which was recently acquired by Gold Royalty Corp. Bald Peak is a large gold and silver epithermal system with several miles of prospective ground in the prolific Bodie Aurora Borealis District, which has produced over 3 million ounces of gold from open pit mines. During due diligence, the Paramount technical team identified an alteration system stretching beyond the Bald Peak property and has staked additional claims extending towards Hecla Mining's Aurora mine. Paramount's plan is to initiate surface sampling, geological reconnaissance, and a subsequent geophysical survey to map silicification at depth to identify drill targets. The deal was done in total consideration for $300,000. Paramount Gold trades on the NYSE American with PZG. Nomad Royalty announced its common shares are anticipated to begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange around the end of this month under the symbol NSR. Shareholders that purchase their Nomad common shares over the counter or OTC, including shareholders whose shares are denoted in their institution broker account with the symbol NSRXF, are advised to monitor their account to ensure their holdings are updated to reflect the NYSE listing and trading symbol, as Nomad expects OTC quotations for its common shares to cease in connection with the NYSE listing. That's it for the news briefing this morning. We've got some updates scheduled for today and prepping our long-form interview for this week's Friday morning episode, so do stay tuned for that. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Creek Digital and investment research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. I'm Trevor Hall. Have a wonderful Thursday, everybody, and be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decision.